On Scripps College Week, are news echo chambers really a bad thing? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Yuval Avner, professor of philosophy, takes a two-pronged approach to this question.
Many people get their news from social media feeds like Facebook or Twitter, where mostly like-minded friends post articles and opinions. Some worry that by getting news and opinions primarily through like-minded sources, pre-existing opinions are reinforced and insulated from opposition. This is the problem of online echo chambers. But what is the problem exactly? An echo chamber can facilitate your biases in two ways, by affecting what information you are exposed to and by affecting the way you process that information. Sometimes people assume that the problem is of the first kind, that we have become sheltered from unpleasant news and hear only information that conforms to our pre-existing opinions. But echo chambers arguably don't limit our information in this way, and even if they did, it isn't clear how this would be any different from other kinds of information sources. Instead, the second sort of bias, which some call motivated reasoning, is the real problem. Echo chambers facilitate and amplify our common tendency to process whatever information we have in a way that is responsive not just to the truth, but also our desires, fears, and other non-truth-related motivations. These motivations determine a target conclusion. The people in your feed post material in a way that is likely to support reasoning from the available evidence to your common target. You're encouraged to take some information as a big revelation and some with a grain of salt, depending on whether it supports or threatens the shared target. If so, we should primarily aim to expose and correct biased reasoning, not deficits in information. For example, exposing an anti-vaxxer to more information about vaccines will not help, but targeting their reasoning from the information to their conclusion, and perhaps their original sources for this reasoning, may well make a difference.
That was Yuval Avner of Scripps College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.